It's time for sports with Mike Kazi. Good morning there, Mike.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
I was good till you cut me off.
Well, you know, I wasn't sure you were on the other line, and because it was ringing busy, which it never does, it was on like on hold, and so I didn't know whether you were there or not. So so I blipped it off, and I said, well, if he was there, he'll call back, and you did, thank God. Hey, so, you know, I was in New York yesterday for what I normally go down there for.
My condolences.
Yeah, well, we just left before that, they had one of those tornadoes. They had the tornado, which most people don't realize it.
Water spout.
Yeah, in New York Harbor. It got pitched. We just got out of there in time.
I seen them when you didn't have to worry about that. They die as soon as they hit the land.
Then in Florida, people thought that 2 years ago, and guess what? It didn't die. It lasted for about another 2 minutes.
It's all right. New York could use a few of them. That's how the streets get cleaned.
Well, they had them. They had one last year in New York. Well, anyways, let's get back to I guess
that's how the homeless take a shower.
Oh man, you're. More letters, more letters.
Send them to me, folks.
They're not going to sue you.
Can't let New York turn into L.A.
they
a cardboard city.
Cardboard. All right. So now, speaking about sports, I didn't watch any of this. I got back to New York. I was just too tired. Did you watch any of the?
It was boring. I was watching it, and I was watching Deadliest Catch. I went to bed. It was 5-3. I'm like, this game's over. And then I find out it wasn't. They went to extra innings.
Well,
so.
Yeah.
It's a sham. I mean, 20 guys pitched yesterday, which is understandable. I think I know four of them. The guy Snell that the Yankees are trading, looking to trade, and he's the best thing that they need. Well, he proved he couldn't do that great in a big game situation. He gave up a couple of runs, as did a few others. It looked like a home run hitting contest because that's pretty much the only way runs were scored. It was boring. To me, it's boring. It's not baseball. It's an exhibition. It is what it is. But when you got guys pitching that you don't even know who they are and you have a bunch of big names on the side, I think the All-Star game has run its course.
All right. There was one cool thing I saw this morning, and Jason Vreelander did it. And he was live on some sort of social media during the game. And before Judge came up, okay, he was in the dugout and he said, "Judge, you're going to hit one out." And I'm not just saying that because you're Aaron Judge. You're going to smack one out on this guy. And so he kept the thing going, and Judge got up and hit the home run. And Vreelander was just very funny the way he was talking about it while Judge was rounding the bases. That was kind of cool to see. But I, like I said, I saw that this morning. So you might want to Google that because it was kind of cool to see how the players interact amongst themselves on the games like this. Because Vreelander has probably struck out Judge about 20 times.
Probably.
And so he knows. But I guess he just knew. He just knew with the type of pitches he saw coming that Judge was going to whack one out.
There was a couple, two things I was glad to see yesterday. Bryce Harper was up twice, struck out twice. I was glad to see that. And I was glad to see that once the National League did tie the game in the bottom of the ninth, that two Houston Astros came up in the tenth and clocked home runs to win the game for the American League. So the cream rises to the top, and the other stuff settles to the bottom.
Now, you know, we're living through something that's very, 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 very strange. And what that is when I was a kid, the team that always won the All-Star game was the National League. They won it years and years and years and years and years in a row. Mm-hmm. And now that's turned around where the American League is the team that's winning it every year. But it's
freaky
not,
thing that happens.
It's just not as exciting as it used to be, though. It really isn't.
You don't see the names. You don't see the people. I mean, you know, Jeff Lowry, he's an all-star. You know, everybody and their brother's on the all-star team, and you know, they're not real all-stars.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see. They got to do something to the game. They got to bring it back.
You can't change it.
I know.
Baseball's baseball. What they can do is when they start making new stadiums, make them bigger. Make it 360 down the line, 400 to the power alleys, and 450 in center field. That'd make it interesting.
Well, we'll
make the fields bigger. Get rid of these home runs.
Remember the days Pete Rose going into second base or coming home like a madman? Remember that?
Yeah, but those were the days where you get 4 or 5 hits in an inning.
Yeah.
You don't get 4 or 5 hits in a game if you discount the home runs.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a different game. You got guys rearing back, throwing the ball as hard as they can, not knowing where it's going, and guys swinging from their heels hoping that they hit it. That's baseball today. I mean, it's not good. In an all-star game, when you got 25 strikeouts between two teams and you got 20 hits, what's that tell you?
Yeah. All right.
You got 10 walks.
Yeah. Any other sports to talk about?
Not much.
I know.
I know that they're crucifying this kid Josh Hader of Milwaukee for tweets that he sent 8 years ago. Funny how somebody found his tweets, but they can't find Hillary Clinton's emails.
Oh, get off Clinton. She lost. She's never going to be around again. Come on.
She's going to run again.
No, she's not going to run. Not for president, she's not.
Yes, she will.
No, she's not.
It's time
for a pizza pie.
She might not get the nomination, but she'll go to the convention.
I'll bet 2 pizza pies on that one.
That she doesn't go to the convention.
That she doesn't run for president.
Oh, boy, I'm going to feed the homeless that weekend.
Okay. I knew another. I could feel a pizza bet coming on there.
Oh. Now, if she dies between now and then, there's no bet.
Oh, no. But natural causes that would prevent her from either not running or running. No. She has to be around for the year that they're going to do that. No. She. Right. I wouldn't. No. That throws it out the window.
All right. That's the easiest bet I ever made in my life.
All right, I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Have a great day, guys.
Take care, Mike. Mike Causey with a check on sports this morning.